At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. We are loaded for the next 3 hours. Guest today on the program, we have VSiN senior editor and host Matt Eumanns in 45 minutes. He likes a bet a lot this weekend in the divisional round. In a handful of college basketball games today, Rocky Boyman, former NFL linebacker in the Cincinnati area. That's where he lives and he works now on 700 WLW in 2 hours. We'll get his thoughts on the Bills-Bengals game at that time. And friend of the show, NFL better and handicapper Adam Chernoff, a little bit later on. Well, last night we put the baby to bed, Pauly, with the final game in the Super Wild Card weekend. And that was, you know, that performance was basically who Tampa Bay was the entire year. And that's, I mean, go based on short sample sizes and how teams look down the stretch. Sometimes that means absolutely nothing. And what won out last night was the fact that the Cowboys from week one, yes, including that opening season loss to the Buccaneers, just a better team, and a much better team than the Buccaneers, and that's what showed last night on national TV, and I had to go back and look at every single game Tom Brady's ever played, just from an eye test. That's the worst I've ever seen him look. I mean, and by the way, he's 45 years old, so we're expecting a lot out of a guy his age, and I don't care what the final numbers say, 35 of 66 for more than 350 yards, it was forget about it. It was never that good.
Yeah. The whole fourth quarter was ridiculous. Run the ball. Don't get anybody hurt. Go home. It's over.
Right.
You guys aren't coming back. You're down 25. You know, and great job by Dak. He needed that. First time in 8 games he was turnover free. The offense was clicking early on.
And yes, they were.
That was big. And Tampa was just horrendous. And, you know, they got him, too, with the graphic jinx putting up. He hasn't had a red zone interception since 2019. He doesn't have enough. He's trying to throw it away, and he throws it to Curse. Yeah. That was a killer, too. But pro tip off the bat, go with your gut, go with your instinct, right? Because you bet Tampa Bay and you're sick today. Because I asked you a month ago, and Tampa comes to town, middle of January, you laughed at me. I'm not worried at one bit, not at all, right? And you put your tweet up again, which you had about a month ago. Who would you rather see in the playoffs, the Lions or the Buccaneers?
That's right.
And what people voted on.
73% said they'd rather see the Buccaneers. That's why I put it up. Yep. Me too.
Yep. I thought the Carolina performance again was a total fluke with blown coverages. You're right. That's who they were for much of the season. And the offense was pathetic. Bowles, no idea what he's doing. Right? The timeout on defense before halftime, he has no feel.
How about the punt at the 47-yard line?
The punt on 4th and 3. No feel. So between Bowles and Leftwich, you're up against it to begin with. And they're 8-10. I mean, that's who they are, right, Parsa? They're an 8-10 team.
Yep. So I bet, again, going back to a week ago, well, Monday morning, so now 8 days ago, I bet the Buccaneers plus three minus 120. And then as the week progressed, I'm like, nah, the more I look at this game, I got to get off it. I don't like the Buccaneers. I don't know what I was doing here. And I didn't. And by the way, I get off games like all the time. I didn't do it. I had Buccaneers and I doubled down with them on a teaser last night. And that played out exactly what you know, we thought it would look like a month ago. And I don't know what, I don't know why. I was caught up in the moment, I guess. And I overreacted to how the Cowboys looked down the stretch and how the Buccaneers played against Carolina, which was a huge mistake.
Yep. Well, we knew this was going to be the matchup, and I really liked Dallas. Yeah, the thing that got you was how Dallas limped in. Dallas did not play well against Tennessee on the Thursday night. They couldn't stop Houston. They couldn't stop Jacksonville. That's okay. They couldn't stop Minshew, and he looked pathetic the following week against the Saints. Yeah. And then that performance week 18 against Washington, where they're called listless effort, and Dak throwing interceptions every game.
Yep. And so, by the way, I heard people on this network say that Dallas was going to be pretty much their biggest bet of the entire year. They could not understand the number being at 2.5. It made no sense to them.
Good for
like,
them.
You know, they power rated it at like 5 or maybe even higher than that.
Yeah. But again, this is what we watched the entire season, and this is what they were offensively. No running game. No, don't even try to establish the run. Can't run. Banged up offensive line. And how about that stat they put up last night at one point? 0-23 when it was 3rd and 10 or longer for Tampa Bay. Yeah. You can't even, with Tom Brady and those weapons?
Well, honestly, it looked like the defense tapped out in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little bit earlier than that. Like, okay, that's it. We're going to go golfing. Season's over with. We know exactly what we're up against here. But also the really bad and inexcusable INT by Brady, that completely flipped the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's terrible. Can't do that.
No
doubt about it. Can't do it.
So here's Tom Brady now, asked about his future after the loss.
I'm going to go home and get a good night's sleep as good as I can tonight. No, I'm not. You know, this has been a lot of focus on, you know, this game. So, yeah,
it's just be one day at a time, truly.
I would just say, man, you're 45. You had the best career of all time in the NFL. You won 7 Super Bowls. Just go to the Fox booth.
Do it.
Why do you want to put your body through this anymore?
And another team?
I don't know. No.
It's not going to be Tampa again. And a different team? I know. No. I know he loves the game, but that's enough.
Yeah.
And I know people, you know, people on the pregame, Booger's out of his mind. He had his worst season. No, he was 3rd in yards. Okay. And you go back to some of the years he had in New England where it was just run the ball and defense. But it's, you're right. Between, you're up there in age, the legacy's intact. You're the GOAT. No one's even close. It's, come on now.
He's probably not going to want to go out like that, but I would say this, be careful, Tom, because it might get worse.
It could. That's a good point.
It really could. Yes. I mean, when and I know Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl, people will just go by default. They're going to say, he won a Super Bowl. That year, I can remember on and off the air saying the Broncos might have the worst quarterback in the entire room, in the entire league. Peyton Manning was that bad his final year, and their defense won them that Super Bowl, and he made a couple of nice passes, and then that was it. He was, if they had a top 10 quarterback, that Denver team in 2014 would be like one of the best teams ever.
You know what? And not for nothing. You saw what happened to Gage. You got your health too. I mean, the guy is only one time has he had a serious injury when he got hurt that week one in 2008. So that's the other thing too. But you got out of here alive at that age.
The bingo.
As well. It was also unfortunate too because we were so excited for the game. The highlight turned out to be, Maher miss another extra
point? Oh, that's the only reason why I kept watching.
Oh, of course. And then, of course, ESPN misses that one he made.
Right.
When everyone's tuning in, will he miss 5 in a row? Which I can't believe.
4-1 game. Well, first of all, we have to tip our cap. We had a guest on last week, former Giants kicker Lawrence Tynes.
Oh, yeah.
He nailed the Giants-Vikings game. He said Giants would win comfortably by 7, and it would be easy for them. And he said that he loved when I said, how about the prop for missed extra points at 1.5 over this weekend? That means every single game. Snap call. He goes, oh, yeah. And then he broke it down like how the field in Tampa Bay could be an absolute mess. And it was. And so that's, I mean, how were you not watching that game laughing last night? People were saying, like my Twitter timeline's filled, you got to go for 2. No, you don't. I want to see this guy miss 5, 6 extra points. Keep putting them out there.
Wow, that's, yes, from a fan standpoint, you wanted to see it? That was ridiculous by McCarthy. Peyton Manning was pissed.
Oh, is he livid?
He was pissed.
I thought he was going to break.
Good job, Maher. He got that out of the way before the playoffs. He missed an extra point. So you go back to week 18, he missed five straight extra points, yeah. This guy. McCarthy passes on, what, a 30-yard field goal late in the game, yeah. With the touchdown to left? What do we do now?
Oh, Paul, I was begging for somebody to say, take the points. In that spot on fourth down, I wanted somebody on a broadcast or some old football player or coach to go, come on, you got to take the points here.
I love it. How about Aikman? As Dak walks in, I take the points here. Yeah. Touchdown, yeah. Cowboys.
Sure, because it's automatic with Mara.
These artifacts and relics. But that's – you just can't say, okay, it was a fluke. Now he's got to go out there again. Jerry said still my guy. McCarthy said he's my guy. You have a guy who has the yips now.
Yeah, well, first of all, not to overreact, the field was really bad last night. So I will credit that and say, or blame the field more than anything else. But also, clearly, it could be in his head.
Well, he wasn't even close on
it. No, he shaped him. I mean, it was not. Yeah, they were just whiffs.
He goes wide right, then he goes wide left.
Yeah.
Come on. He couldn't kick. McCarthy passed on a 30-yard field goal in a playoff game.
Right.
That's where they're at with him.
Maybe he didn't want to embarrass the kid at that point. Maybe. Here's Dak Prescott. Guess what? He has Maher's back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm Money Maher's biggest fan. Yeah, I mean, I talked to him individually, told him after the game, hey, let that go. We're going to need it. I just played a week ago, so I mean, that happens. Knowing what that guy's done, what resiliency he's shown throughout his career, personally, no doubt that he'll come back next week and be perfect and help us win.
I don't know about that. You also have to lose the nickname Money Maher.
No. That's got to go like by that. Yeah, that no longer exists.
Yeah, look, appears the weather's going to cooperate Sunday, but that's
So I don't know. On Twitter last night, and you can follow all of us here at VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. I asked the question, if you did not know that Tom Brady was playing quarterback for the Buccaneers, just watching the game, who would you think it was, right? Because it was so bad.
Yeah.
I got one response that made me laugh out loud. One person said he looks like Brett Maher.
Bad.
Out of all the quarterbacks in history, there's just like a running list. I can't even keep up. And one guy goes, he looks like Brett Maher. Yeah, okay, you got me.
Can you believe the total opened 45.5, 44.5, closed 45.5 and fell 45?
How about that?
How about 7 touchdowns in the game and it can't go over 44?
There you
45
go.
And a half.
Yep.
I mean,
missed extra points, missed 2-point conversion. Football playoffs, baby. Here we go. Divisional round. They're up. Bet Rivers online sportsbook. Bet Rivers is your go-to book for all things football this playoff season. Celebrate this weekend with their divisional round parlay insurance. Then extend the fun throughout the rest of the playoffs with the first playoffs, first TD insurance. Log on to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app today to get in on all the action. It's a whole new game. Paulie will run down all the betting action that took place last night in that game and elsewhere. It's a lengthy and fun list. All the details coming up here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of their routine.
And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, this is going to be a great win-lose. We're going to hit everything here in this one. Schultz, first touchdown, 11-1. Mitch had it at a better price. How about that? Schultz to score twice, 20-1. At DraftKings, Schultz to have the most receiving yards last night, 15-1.
Wow.
Great prop.
Just in that game.
Just in that game. Oh, sure. Look who, Lamb, Evans, Godwin. No, right, it was Schultz. Right. He was awesome. Dak, anytime touchdown, 7-1. Julio, anytime touchdown, 5-1. Missed extra point in the game. It's kind of like the Samuel prop, right? It was 7-1 to have interception. What if he had three? I mean, four missed extra points. Right. Plus 240 with the missed extra point. Successful two-point conversion. I can't wait to see this number for the next round. What do we have, six of them? The prop was 1.5. It's crazy.
Oh,
plus 280 cashes at Bet Rivers. Cowboys to win between 13 and 18 points. 7-1. Buccaneers to score in both halves. No. 5-1. Every team has a passing touchdown for the weekend. Yes, 9-1. Every team scores two touchdowns. Yes, 30-1. The DraftKings. There will be points in every quarter of every game. Yes, plus 450. Fewest points of the week, Buccaneers.
Those all came in?
Yep.
Damn. That's,
yep. Oh, yeah, high scoring games.
And yeah, look, right.
Two, not hard to get two touchdowns, even though Tampa tried their damnedest. Fewest points of the weekend, Tampa 10-1. Most points, 49ers 6-1. Lowest scoring game, Ravens Bengals 4-1. Highest scoring game, Dolphins Bills 5-1. That was 65 combined. The 49er game had 64 combined. The Jacksonville game had 61 combined.
Yeah.
And how about this? Most passing yards, Josh Allen 6-1. He had 352. Brady had 351.
Oh boy.
Come on. That is awesome. Most rushing yards. These was the early game, and they held up. McCaffrey, 7-1. Most receiving yards, Metcalf, 16-1. And bad for the books and win some, over 44.5. The game bet up to 45.5, and it falls 45. Also, Grizzlies Suns over, 225 up to 231. Memphis destroys Phoenix. And Mandalorian, the trailer at halftime, season 3 in March. Get on board, Mitch. You'll love it. Catch up. Great show. And I can't
catch
wait.
Up?
Yeah.
Catch up
season.
On everything Star Wars has ever made.
No. Just Mandalorian. There's too much.
Yeah.
It picks up after Return of the Jedi. You're fine.
I've never seen Return of the Jedi. That's what I'm saying. I got to go all the way back from day one.
Yeah, you're okay.
I got to go back to 1977.
Okay. Just start with it. Baby Yoda. Come on. Baby Yoda, baby. You got it. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, VSiN Pro. Watch the show. VSiN.com. You always want to see these tweets and these videos. Oh, my God. This was at Boulder Station. This is down the street. A lucky local. I'll tell you what you're looking at. You want to know what they're looking at? Us. We just got made. That is a 10 spot. It's 5 cents on Keno. It's a progressive. It's $108,000. It was a 20-cent bet. Nickel denomination, 4 credits. $108,000, 10 spot local. Lucky local.
Popped all 10 numbers.
Popped it, yeah. I asked our buddy Fitz, have you ever seen that? He said once. 10 spot.
And Fitz has been here for more than 20
years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe that. And there it is. They tweeted it out on their handle and their Twitter page as well.
I can count on one finger, not one hand, one finger, how many times I've played Keno.
Yeah, I don't play. No, our guy Al Lasso loves it.
I know other people who do.
Jackpots all the time. This is great. I love dogs so much. We don't deserve dogs. Look at the reaction of the dog when he's adopted. Look at this. Thank you very much. You saved me. Look at that. Getting emotional.
Oh, wow.
The dog's hugging the owner. And he comes in. Thank you. Look at this. Brings it in for the real thing. Thank you very much. You saved me. How good is this video?
That's 30 seconds.
There it is. And he comes in again at the end.
It's so good. It makes me want to go get like two or three more dogs.
Absolutely. Oh, sure. The rescue and saving them from the shelter.
That is awesome.
That is a great video. Lose some. Somebody had $540,000 on Tampa plus three at Caesars. Oh, boy. That is tough,
man.
There's no doubt about it. Absolutely. Lose some videos. Oh, boy. It happened again. How about twice in the same night? Las Vegas locally on Twitter. Two casino cages robbed. Palace Station and Sunset Station. Palace Station's like the movie Heat. Top 10 movie of all time, in my opinion. De Niro and Pacino. Two good escape routes, right? Two good escape routes. I mean, you go Palace Station, you run right out of the cage. You can hop right on the freeway.
Right.
Either direction.
You're on the 15 and you're cruising.
Absolutely.
L.A.
But this is, what is this, 9 in 3 months?
It's eight
nine?
Or, yeah, 8 or 9. Right up there.
Two in the same night?
Yeah.
Boy, these guys, another heat check.
This is definitely, it's Point Break.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
The Steph Curry of bank robbers now.
It's Bodie, right? They're getting everybody together. The band's back together again, and they're dancing around town.
Yeah, and they're taking over. This is in the suburb down the street, Henderson. This is on the sidewalk on like a busy road. Look at the coyotes. They're all over Las Vegas now. I told you I was driving home from work a couple weeks ago in a residential. Outside, like busy road, 45 miles an hour. One's running down the middle of the road. Here's four of them, a pack. They're taking over. My God.
They are all over the city.
Couple bad beats. I mean, the game had no business getting on 45 because of the shenanigans late. But again, you had seven touchdowns and it couldn't go over 45 and a half if you had that. But even if you had under 44 and a half, that's a bad beat with how it played out. You know, the third quarter went over on the third quarter went over. Last play of the quarter, 30 yards to Julio Jones. Our friend had it.
Had over?
Had the under. The touchdown put it over.
Right.
The bad beat was the under. Tom Brady went 96 yards in 3 minutes. On the final play of the third quarter, he hits Julio for the touchdown to put the third quarter over. Are you kidding? Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com. There we go. Yeah, all those cashed. Yeah, passing touchdown. Yep, 9-1. Every team scores two touchdowns. Yes, 30-1. Points in every quarter. Yep. And if the Buccaneers would have had a rushing touchdown, there would have been a lot more that would have cashed. Oh, the Buccaneers needed a field goal, too.
Yeah.
There would have been. Those were some big tickets, too. Will every team have a rushing touchdown? Passing, field goal, all that stuff would have come in.
Yeah, I think this needs to be said. Like, every weekend's not going to play out like this weekend.
Oh, no way.
It was too good, and too many points were scored. Like, that could easily correct this weekend, or when you look at next year, you know, and you're getting ready for the wild card round, and you look back at what happened this year, I'm like, oh my God, everything exploded. It doesn't mean anything next year. And you could get games that are 16-10 next year. Or this weekend, you can do the same exact thing.
If you got the best of the number, overs went 6-0. I'm surprised at the point spread. You made an interesting point before the show about why it's so low. Because now you have Dallas off the emotional win, first road win since January 17th, 1993. And now you have to travel short week cross country against a team that has won 11 in a row.
Right. So there is one reason, in my opinion, why the Niners are 3.5-point favorites, and that's it. It's because people are still expecting Brock Purdy to have a dud. And now this is probably, what, the first time he's going to see, like, a legit defense, right? Although they, you know, Kurse did get hurt late in that game last night. So, status unknown at this point. We'll find out more later in the week. But that's another guy who got banged up for the Cowboys. If this was Jimmy Garoppolo, Paul, this number would not be 3.5. And, oh, by the way, Brock Purdy is playing better than Jimmy Garoppolo probably ever did with the 49ers.
Everyone's still waiting. When is the Purdy dud coming?
That's what
maybe
it is.
Maybe it's not coming. You know, the turnovers will tell the story of this one, too. Who takes care of the ball? Dallas, number one in takeaways. San Francisco, number three. San Francisco, number one in interceptions. So, if Dak plays like that, they're going to be dangerous.
Yeah.
But if Dak plays like he did, you know, careless with the ball, the guy who led the league in interceptions, well, then look out, and this school could be out in this one.
Here's another one, too, that I don't really understand. All this conjecture about the 49ers going to Philadelphia for the NFC title game and San Francisco would be favored. If that's the case, if they're favored at Philadelphia, why are they only 3.5 against Dallas? Right? Because you got to pump in a little bit here of home field. And that has to do with travel for Dallas across the country on a short week, especially when the 49ers had 48 hours in the bag to get ready for this game. That doesn't make, because Dallas is not going to go to Philadelphia and be a pick 'em. Philadelphia would be favored over Dallas.
Well, Dallas was one at home against Philly till the Hurts news came
out. And that was at home.
Yes.
So when you do that, like, how is it only 3.5 this weekend? It's only because of Brock Purdy. That's the reason. And the expectation there is for him to finally throw up a dud.
The Sunday games are awesome.
Oh, my God. Sunday is... I feel bad for Saturday. Because Sunday is so good on paper.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised they did that.
Yeah.
Back-to-back on Sunday to go Bills-Bengals and then Cowboys-49ers. Although you had to put Cowboys on Sunday because they played last night.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get into more of the divisional round point spreads and totals coming up next. We had some movement yesterday. That's here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
If you're looking for an edge on the playoffs, VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an intro offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to the daily recap of the plays made by every host and every guest, the betting splits, the deep dive betting reports, and the betting guide. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. VSiN.com/subscribe. Sign up for only $9.99. Become part of the team and the family here. VSiN.com/subscribe. Give it up to the NFC East. Three teams are still left. Great job.
Yeah.
Hell of a division.
And we had movement yesterday beginning in that game, Paulie. Giants at the Eagles on Saturday. Philadelphia, I did see them open up at 8.5 at DraftKings. They were 7.5 other spots. Then they came all the way down to 7 yesterday. And then people buying on the Eagles at that number back up to 7.5 now against the Giants. Again, when they played in, I think it was week 14, and they won 48-22.
Yeah.
And a touchdown was late there by the Giants. The Eagles closed 7 on the road. And they were as low as 7 yesterday before taking money and going to 7.5. Is that people suddenly buying into the Giants and thinking that Hurts is not going to be close to 100%?
Yeah, guess it's the perfect storm. Absolutely. Right, that game was a burial. And what happened in that first meeting. And then the Giants playing so well against the Vikings. But that's... Yeah, Minnesota's defense is horrendous. We know that. Seems like it's too short here.
Right.
And the Eagles are a much better team, as they proved in Week 14.
Yeah, this is Giants head coach Brian Daboll. He was asked about how much the last two meetings factor into this matchup.
None. I mean, it's how we go about our business this week. Again, how we prepare, how we practice, and then, you know, again, ultimately how we play on Sunday, or Saturday in this case. Every game's a new game. Obviously, you have matchups that you've won against here over the last two times you played them. But 1 week really has nothing to do with the next week, or one game has nothing to do with the next game, other than you take things from it, you learn from it, you try to grow from it. But it's going to be how we execute on Saturday. And how we prepare throughout the week. And that's our process. It's what it'll always be, and that's what it'll be this week.
Always have to remember that about the NFL. It is a week-to-week league. And when you go back, and Danny Dimes certainly has looked better down the stretch here, but overall, when you look at the schedule here for the Giants, yeah, he did it in the playoffs against that Vikings really bad defense. Did not play in Week 18. In Week 17, that was the Colts. Totally a dead team.
Yeah.
And they won 38-10.
Yeah.
The week before that, who'd they play? At Minnesota. Bad defense again.
Yeah, and they didn't look good in either Washington game.
No, totally agree.
The Eagles shut down Barkley in that first meeting, and Sanders went for a 140 on the ground.
Right.
So they did whatever they wanted in that first game. So, yeah, again, we mentioned from time to time when you like New England, when they were 14-2 and embarrassed the Jets on Monday Night Football, and then got beat in the divisional round at home against the Jets. That was can't wait, Bart Scott, but this is... I'm a little surprised here with the Giants support and the line coming down and where it's at right now.
Oh, I played this teaser yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that scares you. Everyone's going to have this teaser.
It's going to. This will be the number one placed bet at sportsbooks across the entire country this week. It'll be Eagles down to 1.5 and Chiefs down to 2.5. And if you want to do it, I mean, that Chiefs game now pretty much across the board is sitting 8.5. It did pop back up to 9 yesterday, and it's still at 9 at some spots. But that is just, I mean, it's screaming. And that's to your point, Paulie. When it seems too easy, a lot of times it's stay away. But I had to play on principle alone. Yeah. Chiefs down to 2.5, Eagles down to 1.5.
Forget with the ticket. I'd love to see both one seeds here. I want the chalk to advance. I know we've talked about for 5 years in a row now the second round stink bombs here, but I'd love to see both one seeds win and move on. The first meeting, Mahomes had 330 and 4 touchdowns. They also had a lot of success on the ground against Jacksonville. So 4 touchdowns, 330 yards, minus 3 in the turnover battle in that game too, or it really could have got out of control. So that was the first game with Kansas City at home against Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I still think Jacksonville's still celebrating. That incredible, epic come-from-behind win never happened before.
I don't think this Jacksonville team is close to what they're going to be like in 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're probably going to be a force. I mean, Peterson is a really good coach, and Lawrence now really did make the leap in the back half of the season, now second year. Again, if you go back to, like, October, all of us were asking the question, is this guy going to be good at some point? Where's all this Andrew Luck and John Elway talk? And he finally turned it around. You know, the first half against the Chargers, not, but they're really playing now a team that's been established, best quarterback in the league. Reed's been around for a long, long time. I think they're completely up against it this week.
Like a 40-cent move on the money line on Jacksonville. I saw as high as 390. Now you're seeing in the 340, 350 range.
Oh, really?
On the money line.
Okay.
Yeah. And the money line went up, and the line went up in the Buffalo game. Now, Williams has played with a dislocated kneecap before, but you could be down 3 offensive linemen. And Cincinnati looked awful on Sunday night. And now the Bills, even though they almost lost to a third-string quarterback, Bills up to 5.5 in some spots, and you're seeing as high as plus 210 on Cincinnati money line. I'm very concerned. Again, this has not been the same Josh Allen since the first Jets game. It hasn't been the same Bills team, even though they've won 8 in a row, whatever it is. How about this, folks? Most turnovers this year. Colts, god-awful. Texans, Bills. Josh Allen had 25 turnovers. He has 25 turnovers this year. 16 interceptions, 9 fumbles. Wow. Josh Allen has had 7 games where he's had at least 2 turnovers. You got to clean this up. You got to fix it.
So they were 3rd overall in the entire NFL.
3rd most turnovers in the league.
That's astonishing.
Think about that. And the record that they had, they are 4th in takeaways.
Oh, they had 3 losses. They probably should have won all those games.
No doubt about it. I know. You blew the Viking game. You should have beat the Jets. They have a double-digit lead in that game, and then Allen lost his mind with some horrific interceptions. And we know about the first game in Miami when the plays were 90-39, and they double them up in yards.
Yeah.
So, but taking shots deep and hero ball and, you know, something that got lost in yesterday was I'm blanking on the kid's name. He's wide open on the bomb before halftime. He drops it. That's going to be 1st and goal. John Brown runs the wrong route on the interception. And then he was also sacked 7 times.
Oh, don't forget about that. By the Miami defense.
Yes.
So at what point does this number get to be a little bit too big?
It's out of control already.
If it touches 6.
Yes, it's out of control.
You got to buy back on the Bengals.
It's too high.
I know I was freaking out about the Jonah Williams injury yesterday on the show. How about this? Dislocated kneecap, same injury he had in week 5 against the Ravens. The dude never missed any time. And I know that reporters around the league were saying that, maybe he comes back. We have a guest coming up in 90 minutes. Is it possible that he can actually play this week? That dislocated kneecap sounds about like one of the worst injuries that you can actually suffer. Oh, my God.
When's the last time you were impressed by the Bills? You blow a 17-0 lead Sunday.
Are you talking about like the entire team or the offense?
No, just the entire team. You beat Cleveland on a neutral by 8. You lost to the Vikings. You lost to the Jets. You beat the Lions on Thanksgiving by 3. They won at New England by 14. They beat the Jets at home by 8. They beat Miami at home by 3. They were down 8 in the fourth quarter. Were they losing at half?
The Bears
they were losing at halftime at Chicago.
Yeah, the Bears game was much closer than 35-13.
They beat the Patriots by 12, but they had two kickoff returns.
I would say maybe the 24-10 Patriots game. I think they were, if I recall correctly, they were in complete control of that game. And it was never in doubt. The Packers game, they didn't cover, but the Packers... No, I think actually the Packers ran for like 200 yards in that game against the Bills' defense to keep them in the game.
I hope they do it. But this is not the... They haven't looked close to the team that was kicking ass and taking names in October and September. Blew out the Rams, embarrassed Tennessee. I mean, left and right how well they were playing. Yeah. Dominated Miami, just a fluke game. The comeback against Baltimore, it's just...
Yeah, if this game touches six, yeah. And I don't know if it will, that's going to be a little bit too much respect, I think, for the Bills. Even though, again, the Bengals could be down three offensive linemen.
I mentioned it yesterday, too. Allen at home, 4-0 in the playoffs, 0-3 on the road.
Mm. Time now for your pro tip of the hour. Reminder to bet numbers, not teams or people. Shop around and look for stale numbers on the same bet. Bookmakers make mistakes, and you can benefit. Every pro tip is searchable at VSiN.com, and you can get it by sport and by show. That's exactly right. Betting numbers, not teams or people. And that happens often when you'll see stuff that's still hanging on the board and you know they get caught up in other sports, and it's like, okay, bam, got to take advantage of that. It doesn't mean it's always going to be a winner, but you can find stale numbers when you actually pay attention on a daily basis, for sure.
Yes.
Up next, Matt Youmans is going to join the program. He is the senior editor on the VSiN website. He's also a host here on the network. He has a lot of bets that he likes this morning, including a very popular bet in the NFL. And it's a really good card tonight in college basketball. Matty loves himself some college hoops. He's got three or four bets that he likes. He'll tell you who he likes and who he's betting coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, divisional round, here we go. Things are heating up at Bet Rivers, your go-to book for all things football this playoff season. Divisional round parlay insurance. Extend the fun throughout the rest of the playoffs with the first touchdown insurance. Log into BetRivers.com or download the app today to get in on the action. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
He is the senior editor at VSiN.com. He's also a host here on the network, and he's got a college basketball show coming up on Friday nights. He's going to tell you about here in a minute as well. Matt Youmans joins the program now. Matt, good morning. Thanks for the time. Were you like me last night? Were you involved on the Buccaneers at all? Side, teaser, whatever in that game?
Unfortunately, yes. And I was out there watching the game with Derek Stevens at Circa tonight with a bunch of guys, and it seemed like everybody there had some sort of Bucks play, whether it was a teaser, plus three, whatever. And obviously that did not go well. Disgraceful performance by the Buccaneers, who I really think it's a poorly coached team. And, you know, we've been talking about this all season. Aaron Renning was out there last night, and we were both regretting our Buccaneers bets and saying, you know what, this team's been playing like this all season. I don't know why we expected things to change tonight.
Bingo.
And, the offensive play calling's poor. Tom Brady's passing accuracy's just not there. And the defense is undisciplined. It's a poorly coached team. And, you know, it kind of leads to this coming week. I think the Cowboys are not as good as they looked last night. And there's going to be an overreaction to the way Dallas performed in the blowout of the Bucs. And it's going to be a big step up in competition at San Francisco. You're facing a much better defense, a team that's on a long winning streak. I think this number is cheap at 3.5. And I haven't bet it yet, but I'm probably going to be on the Niners in this game. It's going to be a big step up for the Cowboys this week.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was great last night, but as far as I'm concerned, Dak has to do that again. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, the right. First time in eight games he played turnover-free football.
No doubt about it. And Dak has not played. That's the best game he's played all season. And you think he's going to play like that back-to-back games against arguably the best defense in the NFL in San Francisco? I don't think so.
Matt, here's what I said earlier this hour. The only reason why it's 3.5, in my opinion, is because people are expecting the fall off from Brock Purdy, and yet he's playing. If this is Jimmy Garoppolo, it's not going to be 3.5. Yet Purdy has played better in the stretch than Garoppolo ever did for the 49ers. And oh, by the way, another thing: people are suggesting that the Niners are going to be favored if they play at Philly in the NFC title game. If they're favored at Philly, how is this 3.5? Because the Cowboys are going to be catching points at Philly. This doesn't make any sense.
Right, you're right about that. And by the way, Brock Purdy's a better quarterback than Tom Brady right now, too.
Yeah, well said.
And everybody keeps waiting for Purdy to have that bad performance. And I actually thought last week in the first half, he did not look very good at all.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at his final numbers for the game, pretty impressive. So I think you have to quit waiting on Brock Purdy to lay an egg and think that, hey, this guy's pretty solid right now. And it's not just Purdy, it's the entire team around him. I was joking with Scott Spreitzer Saturday night and said, imagine how good Brock Purdy could be if he had some actual weapons.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, the guy stepped into a great situation with so many playmakers around him and, you know, arguably the best defense in the league. So I'm probably going to end up on the Niners this week.
Well, I'm very concerned about this because I want to see both one seeds advance. I mean, everyone's going to have this Kansas City-Philly teaser. They will.
Yeah. You don't have to be Einstein to read the room on this one, right?
Yeah.
It's Chiefs minus 2.5 and Eagles minus 1.5, and that's going to be the teaser of the week. And I've got to go ahead and play it, even though we all know it's not going to be as easy as it looks on paper right now, probably, right?
So, yep.
The Chiefs could be a little bit shaky in that game against the Jaguars. You know, the Jaguars are a team kind of playing with house money right now, even though I'm not a big believer in the Jags. The Eagles, sharp money showed up on Philly at minus 7 yesterday. That doesn't mean sharp money's on the Eagles at 7.5. Mm-hmm. The sharp money is at 7. But if you want to play it at this point, I think you just tease the Eagles down to minus 1.5, and I'll probably play it that way.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest is Matt Youmans, senior editor, VSiN.com, also a host here on the network. You did a great job with a bunch of handicappers during the football season, the regular season, with the Friday Football Invitational. What do you plan on doing now that football is done in the regular season and college basketball is kicking up now in high gear with conference play?
Yeah, you know what? We're getting to the point here. We just don't have many football games left to talk about. So, you know, we have a group of guys at VSiN who are really strong college hoops handicappers, and we got some pro cappers out there as well who I've identified who I think are worthy of this contest. So I'm going to put together a Friday night college hoops contest, play the opening numbers at Circa or DraftKings, 5 best bets on the Saturday card, and we're going to unveil those plays on the Friday night show from 9 to midnight. It's going to be 8 handicappers, 4 VSiN guys, 4 pros, and I'll compete along in the contest as well. So you're going to get a bunch of best bets on the Saturday college card. I think, you know, more than anything, it's about creating quality content for the audience because I get so many tweets and text messages from people every Friday night, Saturday morning about, hey, what do you like in college hoops? And this is a time of year where I think that does present a lot of value to the audience. If we can put a bunch of best bets out there from guys who are college hoops handicappers and do that on Friday nights, and we'll have guys like Greg Hoops Peterson, Wes Reynolds, Tim Murray, and some other guys you know involved in this contest on Friday night.
Excellent. That's going to be at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific time. It'll get replayed as well, I'm guessing, as well here on the network. So it's a really good card tonight. A start in the Big 12 here. Kansas playing at K-State. I watched some of that K-State TCU game. The Big 12 at the top is really good yet again this year. I mean, but you know, the sky is blue and water is wet. The conference is always really, really good. Do you think the Jayhawks can lose this game tonight?
I do. And right now, I think Kansas is the luckiest team in college basketball. If you look at some of the recent wins that the Jayhawks have escaped with, they beat Oklahoma State by 2, Texas Tech by 3, Oklahoma by 4, Iowa State by 2. Easily could have lost 3 of those 4 games, and 3 of those 4 were at home. This one's going to be in Manhattan, and that place is going to be on fire tonight because K-State really has been circling this game for a while. And I think Jerome Tang has done a great job of this K-State team. They're 15-2. And like you said, lost to TCU over the weekend. But I also thought, and Wes Reynolds had a play on TCU that day, and that was a smart play because that was a really good spot for the Horned Frogs. K-State, a week ago, went to Texas and hung 116 points on the Longhorns in Austin. Then went to Waco and beat Baylor 97-95. This team is legit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do like a couple of the Kansas players. Jalen Wilson, Grady Dick, the freshman's 48% three-point shooter. But this team does not have much depth. Only 5 guys who can score. Not many, really don't have any guys who play quality minutes off the bench. And I think K-State's going to pull the upset here. I might be crazy, but I'm betting against 3 top 10 teams tonight.
Mm. Oh, boy. Okay, that's one. Who are the other two?
Okay, I'm going to play Iowa State against Texas. And this number's actually gone up a point overnight. It was 2 or 2.5. Now it's up to 3. But the Cyclones' last 2 home games beat Texas Tech by 34 and Baylor by 15. And like I said, should have beat the Jayhawks at Allen Fieldhouse over the weekend. And I really think Texas is starting to decline. We're seeing the difference, you know, in the Longhorns now that Chris Beard is out. Do you guys think anybody would have dropped 116 points on a Chris Beard coach team?
Yeah, not a chance.
No chance. That wouldn't have happened. So I think this is actually a pretty good spot to bet against Iowa State, which should have beat Kansas over the weekend. And the Cyclones are playing good basketball. I'm also going to bet against Houston. And Tulane's catching 10 here. And the Green Wave playing well. I think they've won 5 in a row. They've got 2 really good scoring guards in Jalen Forbes and Jalen Cook, who average close to 20 points a game. And Houston not playing great basketball here the past couple weeks. And I think the number one ranked Cougars are going to be on upset alert tonight in at Tulane. So let's look at K-State, Iowa State, and Tulane to possibly pull off upsets.
Wow, against those top 10 teams. All right, and then quickly here, yeah. You like Wake minus 2 against Clemson?
And I shouldn't say Iowa State to pull off an upset because Iowa State's favorite in that game against Texas. But I am going to play Wake here. I think it's a good spot to bet against Clemson. Tigers 7-0 atop the ACC. Just beat Duke. Just moved into the top 25. Mm-hmm. And this is a huge game for Wake tonight. And I think a good spot to bet against Clemson. So let's go Wake minus 2.
Yeah, Matt also tweets out his college basketball plays throughout the week. You can follow him there. He's at Matt Humans 24/7. Thanks, pal. Good luck tonight.
Okay, thanks. You bet.
Yep, there you go. That'll be pretty hardcore then, starting on Friday nights to do a college basketball handicapping show for like 3 hours. All right, so follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, an early version of Tease Up, Tease Down, or Pass in the NFL this weekend. And we have teaser records during the regular season for all remaining playoff teams. You were 13-4 betting against this team on teasers throughout the year. We'll give you the details. We'll run down all the records coming up again here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.